My friends Sam and Sally Shadetree say that you homeowners consistently take them and their families too much for granted. Now, just because shade trees grow gigantic is no reason to assume that they don't need the same kind of love and attention that you lavish on the other plant people in your garden. Trees are like people. They know what it is to be hungry and suffer pain. They weep and they bleed. When they grow old, they sometimes become anemic, arthritic, feeble, and even neurotic. There are times a tree can go into shock because of being moved or hurt in an accident. And it's not at all uncommon for the strongest, largest tree on your property to develop ulcers. But even with all their susceptibility to accidents, illness, and insects, most trees are true friends who grow big and strong and provide you and your home with beauty, a feeling of permanence, and of course, cooling relief from the hot summer sun. Sam, Sally, and their sisters and brothers will help your home landscape in lots of important ways. They'll screen off objectionable views, deaden the sound of street traffic, act as a windbreaker, and help control poor drainage. If you have these kind of problems, Sam and Sally are able and willing to help you out. Now, you can pick from hundreds of Sam and Sally's uncles, aunts, nieces, or nephews. When you go to select the tree to surround your home, my advice is to pick your shade tree because they suit and match the character or personality of you and the other members of your family. Pick a tree that you'll love and get along with for a long time. Picking a tree is like taking a husband or a wife. You don't want to select one that will grow away from you and your home. You don't want a tree that grows too big for you or too slowly for you. You know the old saying that for every man there's a perfect woman? Well, I believe for every home there's a perfect tree. You should give your tree a name. My suggestion is to name each tree after each child in the family and to make that tree his or her personal responsibility. It's a rich, rewarding feeling to plant a young tree and to watch it grow along with one of your children. There's as much food for thought in watching a tree weather each storm, to see it bend without breaking when the strong winds buffet and blow it every which way. Each new season, with each new ring added to its trunk, you'll see the child gain the same kind of maturity, beauty, and strength. And yes, indeed, like all the other plants, trees are like people. Now, there will be times when your young trees are growing up that you'll notice that they aren't behaving or growing properly. Then you'll have to whip them, just as you'd punish a child when he misbehaves. No, I'm not kidding. Spare the rod and you spoil the tree. If your tree is lazy and lying down on the job, a good rude awakening can be provided him with a use of a bearing switch. A good whipping around the trunk from the fork down to the roots will wake your tree up and get the sap flowing in his veins. What happens is that you jar the bark loose a little from the cadmium layer, the thin tissue just below it. This is the layer that carries the sap to the foliage. If you don't believe me, just spank a tree and see. I always use a 4-foot soft switch. I want to wake Sam up, not break his back. Sometimes it's necessary to do this to old trees, too. I once had an old maple who didn't do anything but sleep, sleep, sleep. So one day I cut a 4-foot sucker shoot off a lilac bush, and I sneaked up behind Manny the maple, and I gave him a hell of a crack. At the same time, I yelled in his ear and at the top of my lungs. Well, Manny woke up all right, and I believe he grew more than a foot that year, and his leaves were thick and dark, and in the fall he paid me back for the rude awakening that I gave him in the spring with hundreds of thousands of spinners and millions of leaves all over my lawn, and he spit all over the top of my new car. Now, lots of people don't bother to feed their trees. Now, don't you make the same mistake. Not if you want thick, full foliage to shade you from the summer sun. A large old trees need a meal early in the spring when the rain stops in the south and the southwest. In the north, wait until you can drive a stake into the ground. The best way to feed Sam and Sally is to drill or poke holes in the ground around them. And make the holes 2 feet apart in a circle that corresponds to the circumference of their farthest branches, called the weep line. These holes should be 10 to 12 inches deep. Fill them with any lawn food that contains no weed-killing chemicals. Old trees should be fed every spring and fall at a rate of 1 pound of food for every inch around the thickest part of the trunk. Both Sam and Sally Shadetree hope that you'll take a walk around them and all their kinfolk after the next heavy snowstorm or thunderstorm. Check to see if there are any broken limbs or bad cuts or bruises. Whenever such injuries occur, I try to show my Shadetree friends the same kind of care and concern I show my own children when they come to me crying after a spill or a fight. Patching and mending these breaks and cuts can be a tricky job. So can pruning and trimming these shade-giving giants. An inexperienced amateur tree surgeon can cause more pain and damage than good. Now try to be careful and knowledgeable about what you're doing. If you do spot a trimming, pruning or repair problem on Sam, Sally, or some of the other shade trees, look it over carefully and then look again. Ask yourself if you can handle the saw, the pruners, and the branch all by yourself. If not, can you do the job with the help of a neighbor or some other member of your family? Is the area that's damaged so high that you'll be risking hurting yourself if you try to do the job? If so, my advice is to call for professional help. If you do decide on doing the job yourself, make sure that you have the proper tools and that they're clean and sharp. Now, rusty makeshift tools are as out of place in tree surgery as they are in an appendicitis operation. If a limb has been injured or broken, at least half the bark is intact. The limb can often be set just like a broken arm. First, thoroughly sterilize the break with 2 tablespoons of household ammonia to each quart of water. Second, take your sharp pruners and snip off the rough, ragged edges so that the break can come back together and fit normally. Sam says please avoid lifting his broken limbs more times than absolutely necessary because it really hurts. A third step in limb mending is to cut 2 lengths of board, the width of the limb, and wrap the ends with nylon pantyhose. Now, seal the wound and leave it splinted securely until a heavy adhesion has occurred and Sam is able to support the limb by himself. Now, if it's necessary to amputate a branch, make your incisions below and behind the break. Make this cut just deep enough to cut the bark. This will prevent the bark from being torn all the way down the trunk. Now, next, complete the amputation by cutting from above. Now, make this final cut as close to the trunk or main limb as you possibly can without tearing or scraping the bark. Now, sterilize and dress the wound. Use the ammonia solution mentioned earlier or a tree patching paint that you can purchase in any garden center. There is lots that you can learn from Sam and Sally Shade Tree. Most important is that their size is no reason to overlook their care and feeding needs. Like the song says, talk to the trees. The talking will be good therapy for you, and if you listen to the rustling of their leaves in the wind, no telling what you can learn about them and about yourself.